Hashtag Wanderlust with Tim Goh, only on Money FM 89.3.
Hashtag Wanderlust, brought to you by Expedia.
Traveling in 2022 this year was a little bit iffy. It was neither here nor there. Many of us were very eager to do that revenge travel we've been talking about since 2021. But then we were met with a lot of inconveniences at airports all across Europe and the United States. Not so much here in Asia. We were gradual the way we do things. But in the West, in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, they opened up very quickly, big time. And they were not prepared for it. There were a lot of mismanagement issues. There were a lot of staffing issues. There were a lot of lost luggage and misplaced bags in every airport in Europe, and very crowded check-in situation, as well as security situation. Very busy as well, because they just did not prepare for opening up. So a lot of those who were so eager to travel in the early and middle part of 2022 are very disappointed when they met with all these inconveniences and disruption. And then there were the strikes by all the airlines as well. It was just a mess. It was a messy travel period during the summertime. Things have improved a lot. So let's just put 2022 behind us and focus on 2023. Let that wanderlust in you go. Open up. Let it explore the world. Hashtag wanderlust. That's what we're calling it, because it is time to travel. With me right now on Hashtag Wanderlust is Lavinia Rajaram from Expedia. Of course, it's always nice to talk to somebody with similar mentality when it comes to traveling.
Thank you for having me back, Tim.
Well, Lavinia, there are two things that excite me with today's episode. Let's start with this first term that I came across from Expedia: no normal travel. Can you explain this one to me?
I know it's a little bit of a tongue twister. We all have been so used to the new normal in the last 2 years. Everything became a new normal. What we're doing is Expedia conducted a global research to look at trends that would sort of emerge going into 2023. And what we're starting to see is people are done with the new normal. Mm-hmm. And we're calling it the no normal. We're ditching the conventional and veering off course for all new experiences. It is the year that we're going to adjust and make things the way it should be. So there's no one size fits all in this travel. People want to do what they want to do and go where they want to go. We're calling that the no normal.
So gone are the days of pre-pandemic travel that we were talking about, at least, you know, 2020, 2021. We were all hoping to go back to pre-pandemic.
Yep.
And then we got into new normal.
The new normal.
Which was what? Checking vaccination certificates and
That's
doing
right.
health
They're
declaration.
Wearing your mask and
mask
the declaration and all of that, the processes.
Now,
and
most
now,
of that is gone as well for many places.
Absolutely.
So now it's no normal.
It's no normal. And I think what we're looking at is, what are the trends that are going to shape 2023? And are we seeing hints of the last 3 years' return? And people are done with it. Travel confidence has resumed, and it's at an all-time high at a global level. Asians are now starting to travel and fulfill that travel wanderlust. And I think the no normal will start to see a few key trends.
All right. So what do you think are these trends?
So there are two categories of travelers that we have observed for Singapore. One is called the set-jetters. What we're seeing in set-jetters is that in the last 2 years, I think we've spent a lot of time sitting on our couch, watching TV series and movies. And that has given us a sense of inspiration on the destination that we want to travel to in the coming months. So we're terming that the set-jetters, where you're watching something on your device or your television or maybe on social media and feeling inspired to go to. So nearly one in four Singaporeans say that
Korea.
Watching a TV series or movie is most likely to pick an interest on that travel destination. Korea is on that list, thanks to all the Korean dramas that we have, you know, just tucked ourselves into for the last 2 years.
So Korea number one?
It is actually Japan number one, 40%.
Wow.
And this is based on Ghibli Animations and Terrace House. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Terrace House. So 40% categorized Japan as, you know, the destination that they want to travel to after watching TV series. The second is Korea, thanks to Squid Games and other TV series like Extraordinary Thorny Woo. I don't know if this fits your bill, Tim. The third destination is Switzerland. 29% of Singaporeans would like to travel there after watching Crash Landing on You.
I haven't watched that one either.
Yeah. And of course, you have destinations like New Zealand, thanks to The Lord of the Rings.
Been there, done that.
And Paris, thanks to Emily in Paris.
Of course. Now, surprisingly, the first Set Jeter, I think the original Set Jeter destination would have been Croatia for that series. What is that series now? Winter is Coming. Do you remember that one?
You're tapping into a part of my brain that doesn't remember this.
It's not Lord of the Rings, but it is Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Remember
that? Yes, Game of Thrones.
Yes. I think that was one of these.
That was incredibly popular. And then there were also places that people... I feel like destinations like London, and then you'd have, you know, Greece... and different parts of Italy, thanks to all the movie sets that we were starting to see over the years. Mm-hmm. But it was mostly movies. Now it's TV series. People are watching and then having the interest to go to that destination. Not to experience the destination, but so that they could take a picture
of the set
and get that social validation that usually people need.
Yeah, I did that for Croatia, you know, going to a set where the TV series was filmed and then taking a picture there and comparing the two.
Yeah, and most of the times you find people posing the same way that you'd find in the TV series itself, which I think it's, you know, naturally that's all part of travel and the experiences that come with it.
Well, Set Jeter is fun, and it also opens people up to new destination as long as you're open to watching series, TV series from different countries. And now we are open to so many. There are Turkish TV series, Mexican and all that available on our streaming
services. The options
are
plenty,
right?
Today. There's so many streaming services that you can get to, and depending on how, you know, IT advanced you are and the type of VPNs that you may have at home. So you can access all sorts of streaming services. But this is now starting to gain the interest of where people want to travel to, purely based on the TV series that they're watching.
Well, what about other destinations that are not TV series based?
So the second trend that we saw is that culture capitals or returning to the big cities will be the thing for next year. I think the last 2 years, many travelers didn't have the confidence needed to go to crowded locations. So they were doing the off the beaten track. Let's go to places that are a little bit more quiet and away from the crowd. Culture capitals are coming back simply because they want to go to culture-rich cities where art and culture festivals are going to come back. Concerts have come back. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, the Oktoberfest. And so these are small things that are going to see emerge. The top five destinations for culture capitals are Edinburgh, Lisbon, Tokyo, Dublin, New York. I love that Tokyo's up there at a global level. Many travelers are very keen to travel to Japan once again, and this is a global list.
Yeah, well, Japan is always the Singaporean favorite destination, right?
Absolutely. You can go to Japan. I think Japan as a destination offers you everything that you need. You can go there for a ski trip. You can go there for your flower season or your spring season. You can go there for you know, anything that you want to experience, you know Japanese related. And every traveler around the world has Japan on their travel list. I can't think of anyone that would not want to go to Japan in their lifetime.
Tell you what, I haven't had a proper holiday in Japan.
Oh. So we need to make that happen.
The last time I had a proper holiday in Japan was in the 80s. So
long time, Tim.
It's always been about work.
Yeah, so maybe take a trip to Japan or make that your pit stop on your way to your long-haul travel. You know, stop in Tokyo, spend a day or two, and then continue your journey.
Well, having said that, with the pandemic taking up most of our past 2 years in terms of travel time, a lot of us have also, for me, talking about myself here, used a different place now as a hub for transferring. As you were mentioning before, it was about Japan or Korea or Hong Kong. Now, Hong Kong is off the book. So I've discovered places like Istanbul and has become my hub to travel even into North America and Europe.
Yeah. And you may have different interests for that. Some people choose their transit hub based on, depending if you have a long transit to do on your way to your travel, to your final destination, you want to pick a place where they may have like a better lounge access, mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's a great airport for shopping, or it's a great airport that you can explore and do a little thing, or the airport is close enough for in the city for you to just like, you know, step out, explore the city and come back. And so people are starting to think about that, you know, that transit airport, Changi is a transit airport. Mm-hmm. And then now the North Asia airports have reopened, so those transit airports have come back for your long haul travel. So really think about some of those great places that you can go to. Do not add inconvenience to your travel by picking a crowded airport and one that's so far away from the city, but think about these small things that you could add on to your travel planning.
And going back to what you were talking about, no normal, I think it's also about time for people to start exploring other things that you might not have thought about before the pandemic. Try a new airline, try a new transit hub.
Yeah.
You know, all these things.
You could try many other things. I think, you know, within Expedia, among our Expedia brands, we have hotels.com. Mm-hmm. And one of the big trends that we saw for hotels.com going into 2023 is that 3-star hotels have returned.
Oh, great. And
simply because travelers today are spending on their flights, and so they don't mind scaling back on their hotel. So that's one. But also, many 3-star hotels have really improved on their service and their guest stay. Mm-hmm. So you may find the boutique categories, even the chain hotels, they may have 3-star hotels that will offer you great deals. And so that is, you know, something that more and more people are choosing to stay. The other trend that we started to see is a lot of them want to do the relaxation holidays. So mm-hmm. having that sparkation, relaxation holidays will be something. Everyone's gone and done the most chaotic trip the last 2 years. And so the next coming year would be either going to the big cities for mm-hmm. big festivals or taking some time out with their family and doing something a little bit more relaxing.
The travel scene is changing so much again, and it is exciting. It is an exciting time to plan ahead for travel.
There is something to do for everyone. Even if you're in Singapore, if you want to do a road trip, you can drive up to Malaysia. You want to take the ferry, you can go to Johor, you can go to Bintan. You want to take a short haul flight, there's the Southeast Asian countries that you can go to. You want to do a long haul. No matter what you want to do and where you want to go, there's just something for you. It all comes down to the planning of it all, the timing, and as well as the funds to go towards your travel.
And be flexible.
And be flexible. Yeah. I mean, how many of us have just, you know, thought about, let's get away this weekend. I don't have a plan. I'm going to go to the airport and see what's available and book a flight there. Absolutely no one today, but maybe we should try that.
Still my dream to go up to the airport and just look up the board and say, I want to go there right now.
Yeah, maybe we should do that in 2023. That would be the no normal.
Let's try. Lavinia, thank you very much for joining us here on Hashtag Wanderlust.
Hashtag Wanderlust, brought to you by Expedia.